FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr stopped in Anchorage today to hear from rural health providers as part of his statewide tour of broadband systems. Commissioner Carr has already visited Unalaska and Palmer on his Alaska tour to learn about challenges with broadband internet access. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, today's visit was all about telehealth services.
When someone has a health problem in a rural area like Port Graham, health aides like Tanya McMullen are generally the first line of defense.
We have three health aides, including myself. We have the health aides switch over. We take after-hour calls, so 1 week it'll be one, and another one takes it.
McMullen is video conferencing with doctors working at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr is also here, learning about the ways specialized doctors in Anchorage are able to help with issues an aide like McMullen isn't trained or equipped to handle. Dr. Rachel Lesher is a pediatric endocrinologist, meaning she specializes in issues like kids' diabetes. Telehealth allows Lesher to diagnose patients who may be hundreds of miles away, off the road system.
Trying to make people fly in with their parent escort for a half hour, 45 minute visit every 3 months when it takes a day to travel here, and you spend the night at a hotel, then you spend the next night in a hotel, then a day to travel home, and they're missing 3 days of work in school, which is not really practical.
It may not seem like the Federal Communications Commission has a lot to do with healthcare, but in Alaska, they play a major role. Rural healthcare providers receive subsidies from the FCC to help pay their sometimes hefty internet bills. However, this year, the committed subsidies were less than 1% of what providers were anticipating. That resulted in some service shutdowns in rural communities like Cordova. On a shuttle ride from a tour of the South Central Foundation, Carr explained what happened.
For years, the program was undersubscribed, meaning we weren't hitting the cap on the support that we would provide through the Universal Service Program. Last year and the year before that, for the first time, we started hitting and going over that cap. And so the FCC voted a couple months ago to raise the cap so we can provide the necessary funding to support these deployments.
Carr says that raising that cap from $400 million to $571 million is one of the ways that the FCC is addressing subsidy issues. He also says that the commission is working to process the payments more effectively due to concerns from service providers that it was taking too long. Getting those subsidies will help rural health aides like Tanya McMullen continue to use telehealth services, which she says she uses frequently.
That's really nice, very helpful. It's everyday use for us.
Commissioner Carr will round out his Anchorage visit with meetings with local broadcasters before flying up to Utqiagvik and Wainwright, and later Dillingham and Point Clark. He heads back to D.C. Friday night. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.